Well, it's 4:42 a.m. South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning. I was just about to say, wa alaikum salam, fadilatul ustad, and Hazrat Al-Abbasu Yunus Haji Yusuf just put me on the mic on. Ustad, it's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning. All of the listeners, Ustad, they love you for the pleasure of Allah. Half of the listeners are asking when the Ramadan timetable for Merkaz is coming out. Hayazi. We'll have to wait for our beloved senior respected teacher, Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Yes, 29th of Rajab. Yes, 31 days left for the holy blessed month of Ramadan. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Rajab 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Surah chapter 25 and verse number 40. You need to understand the geography and locations. When people would travel from Makkah Mukarramah towards Syria, then they would pass Jordan, Palestine, all these areas. Hence, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا. And indeed they are coming, crossing, passing. عَلَى الْقَرِيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْطِرَتْ. Upon that town, upon that place, Sodom and Gomorrah. Umtirat matarasso, alal qaryati allati, that town and that place. Umtirat where it rained, matarasso, the worst type of rain. The rain here does not refer to raining water, but raining stones. This was upon the community, the gay community. It was the time of Lut alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Lot, peace be upon him. And remember, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was on one side of Palestine, Canaan, and on the other side was Nabi Lut alayhi salam, his nephew, his brother's son. And there we find the gay community were there. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, peace be upon them, who tell them, Alaysa minkum rajulur rashid? Isn't there one intelligent person amongst you? How can you go? Almighty Allah has created the natural system, Adam and Eve, and you want to do the Adam and Steve business? But they would not listen, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent upon them the punishment. And what was the punishment? The stones coming down from the heavens and the skies. Falamma jaa amruna, and when our command came, ja'alna aliyaha safilaha, Almighty Allah turned the whole land and the landscape upside down. That was at the bottom, came on top, and what was on top went at the bottom. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مَّنْدُودٍ مُّسَوَّمَةً عِندَ رَبِّكَ. Go and read chapter 11 and verse number 83. And before that, the entire story and anecdote is mentioned. Almighty Allah sent the stones, the brimstones upon them, and their names were written there. Musawwamatan inda rabbik. Therefore in Islam, LGBT is all absolutely haram. And any gay couple, remember that they are sane, they are mature, and they indulge in these type of activities, in Islam the law is uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul, that both parties must be given the capital punishment, death penalty. Now bring that to this day and this age, and what do you see? You see the Pope also saying that being gay is not a crime. So what does that tell you? How corrupted the Pope is, and the Christian religion, and so forth. The Church of England will bless gay marriages. So what does that tell you? Remember that when you go, we've been there with Allah's help, Allah's mercy 5 times. You go to Sodom and Gomorrah, then you will see the land, the landscape there. The altitude is the lowest on the earth. That is the story the land and the sand is telling you. And the Al-Bahrul Mayyit, the Dead Sea, is telling you nothing can survive due to the excessive salt content. So these are remnants and relics which Almighty Allah has left there, so that we must take Ibra and lesson. But today's free world, as they call it, modern world, satanic system, so remember, promoted by all the Western democracies, that you can have Adam and Eve, you can have Adam and Steve, you can have Adam and Eve, you can have transgender. So all this totally haram, unacceptable, unlawful. Free people who promote it, they might have a Muslim name, but they murtad and out of the fold of Islam. And as I mentioned, go and read chapter 11, Surah Hud, and it starts right there. Almighty Allah speaks of it from verses 77 right up to verse 83. And remember, Islam will never condone it. The whole world can say it's fine. Therefore, we stand with Putin for many reasons and multiple reasons. One reason is this, that he is dead against, remember, this homosexual, gay business, lesbian. Hitler was dead against it. That was one of his many reasons he took on the Jutlas. And remember, we don't agree with all his reasons, but on this reason of pornography and homosexuality, and they were charging the Germans exorbitant interest, all those reasons of Hitler are all 100% justified according to Islam. Umtirat matarasso, so it rained upon them the stones. Afalam yakunu yarawnaha, what don't they see it when they travel? You see the land and the sand, it is the lowest as far as altitude. Bahrul Mayyid, the Dead Sea, is there. Balkanu la yarjuna nushura. Nay, the truth of the matter is, they don't believe in resurrection. They don't believe that one day there will be a day of justice, a day of judgment. And therefore, remember, they continue with their crimes and blasphemy and polytheism and idol worship. Like today, if you take 8 billion people on this earth, 7 billion rejecting Almighty Allah, Mustafa, the articles of faith, because they think they know better than Creator Almighty Allah, and they become zindiq, they become atheists, and they become people who are not prepared to listen to the truth, but they will pay a heavy price. Let's take you around the world for the news, views, interviews. China has told America, we will not accept this that you want to dictate to us regarding the Sino-Russian relationship. America has threatened China and said, no, you must not give arms to Russia, and you must ask us permission, and so forth. Everywhere America wants to poke their nose. But remember, they can keep on giving arms to the Harami and to the illegitimate state of Israel, and so forth. So you see, everywhere the hypocrisy and double standards. Anyway, China, Russia, both told them, you go to hell, you don't come to dictate to us. Burkina Faso, we salute you. They did the right thing. They kicked out the last 400 French soldiers and army, and this week here they'll be packing up and leaving for good, and Russia is replacing them. For Russia would love, you see. So the Russians are coming into Africa. USA gave Turkey $100 million. This is not to give to Erdogan and Tayyip Erdogan. They told the people of Turkey, what is $100 billion? Nothing. So you must remember this in this day and this age for them. So they want to just give them a sweetener that you must not vote for Erdogan. You must vote for the opposition. So that's the game they play. Look at United Nations. They decrease the amount of help and assistance from the Rohingya Muslims that are people who are the most oppressed according to United Nations. Resolution. They used to give people there $12 a day, and now they decreased it from $12 a day to $10 a day. So I'm asking you, where is the justice in all this? Moldova, the people are protesting against their own government. They say, for what you have to get involved in the war against Russia? So we are a poor country, we are a small country, and why we're not blaming Russia, we're blaming our own government, they're saying. Hence, thousands of them are protesting and so forth. This is mentioned, the story you will not hear in the mass media. You will be finding it here and there if you make proper research. Go to the Global Research. Global Research has some wonderful articles. They say that this might be the largest environmental disaster. Largest environmental disaster, and that is in Ohio, and that is in the place called Palestine, there in America, Ohio, and 30 million people's lives are at risk. The rivers, everything are contaminated with that accident that took place there last week. But you won't hear about this on the mass media. So this must be the worst disaster for America, but they're trying to underplay it. Look at the two murtads and the two haramis. We have in Saudi Arabia MBS, 100% murtad. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ فَهُوَ غَدَّارِ. And the other one in United Arab Emirates, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, MBZ, another murtad. And both of them, see what they did. So MBS puts up a building there in Riyadh and he calls it Ma'akub, and it looks like a replica of the Kaaba for entertainment and fun and all that. What are you doing? You're trying to undermine Islam, the Muslim. Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Allah is hidden and silent. It will strike you, then you won't know what has happened. Haaretz newspaper writes that, remember, that the military and intelligence between Saudi Arabia and Israel is increasing. So what does that tell you? MBS and Israel, they got good ties, but it's all under the table. They make the people fools, you know. MBZ, look at him. He puts up, you must remember, in Abu Dhabi, the church, the synagogue, and you must remember a mosque, a masjid, Abrahamic compound. People who promote this Abrahamic accord are murtad out of the fall of Islam. And then the Haaretz rights, go and see. There's a vote there against Israel, so UAE has cancelled certain parts and so forth against the settlements of the Juttas. Every person knows that the settlement and the squad, they, where they occupy the land of Palestine, is illegal, but these people bootlicking the Israelis, the haramis, 100% murtad. And I go on and say, you got shirk in that, you yourself, you're not a Muslim. And you must remember that they're equating the Israeli protest of hundreds of thousands and in millions now, if you take all 7 weeks, and the Iranian protest, so both against their government. Iran needs a secular government. It was never an Islamic revolution. It was an Iranian revolution. And remember, we are very vocal on this issue. Shias are not Muslim. They're kuffar. They're out of the fold of Islam, like Khomeini, Khamenei, and whoever else. And Israel is our worst enemy. We know that. So there's big problems. Now they're fighting. Listen to all this, you must remember. Bibi Netanyahu's government is spitting on the United States. This is in the Haaretz. Bibi's government is spitting on America. And the time will come when America will pull back his veto, you see. Then the Israeli diaspora minister rebuffed the U.S. ambassador. They told the U.S. ambassador nonsense. All this, you must remember, is there in the Haaretz. Then Smotrich, he says, United States, you stay out of the internal matters of America. But when they're going to get a hiding, then they will cry to America, please help us. These are the haramis. They're not a chosen nation, a cursed nation. Always remember that. The Taliban, you know, there were U.S. military bases there. So Taliban is transforming it now into economic bases. And mashallah, that things are looking much better for Taliban in Afghanistan. The economy and everything is increasing. They got the military power now compared to what they had. And remember, African leaders will not, you must remember, go against Russia. African leaders, majority of them, will not go against Russia. America, Europe, and France, and all these countries are saying, do this, Britain. They told them, go to hell. You colonized us. Russia did not colonize us. Now we're not going to listen to you. And remember Israel. Hey, Jutla. Hey, Zionists. You see your humiliation and disgrace. You were kicked out, your ambassador or deputy ambassador, who's who in the zoo. So remember, came there to Addis Ababa in full view of the world, kicked out. Well done, African Union. And never be frightened for Israel. Israel is an apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime, the children of Hitler, remember that. USA and South Korea having Navy drills, but North Korea is shooting more into the ocean, and they said, you're going to come nearer, we will put the whole Pacific Ocean on fire. Very good. You must also show them, like how South Africa, Russia, and China are having trilateral Navy drills there in Durban and Richards Bay. Regarding all these issues, now a few announcements. Tonight we must scan the sky. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us hadith in Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi's teacher for this hadith is Imam Muslim. Qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alaihi wasallam ahsu hilal sha'ban ramadan. So you must scan the sky for the month of Sha'ban so that there's no mistakes regarding Ramadan and so forth. So we must do our duty tonight after sunset, after the Maghrib. The chances are very slim, is less than 10 hours, so therefore there will be no sighting. And tomorrow Tuesday will be the 30th, and Tuesday night Wednesday will be the 1st, inshallah. Tafsir of the Noble Quran from Surah Fatiha, right till the beginning, from the beginning right till Surah Wadduha, where I'm starting today. I will send it out to all the groups, and inshallah, before 7 o'clock, you will receive it this morning, inshallah, and on the Twitter account and on the Telegram account, from Surah Fatiha right up to Surah Wadduha. We start today Surah Wadduha, inshallah. Our programs, 8:30 to 9 in the interview, we discuss Zambia, and 1 o'clock to 2 will be Tafsir. We start with Surah Wadduha, the last 22 surahs, chapters of the Noble Quran, and thereafter our report back, our trip to UJ, University of Johannesburg, and tonight will be the Q&A with Maulana Arafat and myself, inshallah, between 8 and 10, regarding the Ramadan timetable, all that, inshallah, you will receive it after the 15th night of Sha'ban. Lot of time still, so don't worry. You must remember that hurry spoils the curry.
I like that one, Ustad. Somebody says, how do I read Qadha Salah? Just make niyat and read the Farz Rakat, or is there a special Salah and dua to be read, Ustad?
For Qadha Salat is compulsory. You miss Salat for the last 5 years, 10 years, your 5 compulsory prayers. So you must just say, for Fajr 2 rakat, Zohar 4 rakat, Asr 4, Maghrib 3, Isha 4 rakats. Only Hanafis say that you must read the Witr. Shafi'is, Malikis and them, they don't have this Witr. And for Qadha that is. And nevertheless, you will just say, this is my last Qadha of Fajr. Then next day, or the same day, last qaza. So just say last, and it will carry on like that. And for the next 10, 15, 20 years, make qaza. My one uncle, remember, he made qada for about 30, 35 years of his salat. He passed away in the masjid. So when you are sincere, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will give you such a death because you made qada and you showed that you sincerely repenting, and that is compulsory and mandatory to do so.
Ustad, I've got a sister Tilly. She says, morning AK, I'm a bit confused. We are taught from a young age that we are the children of God. But when we refer to Almighty God, we refer to God as He. So if God is a male, then where is our mother God who gave birth to us? Most certainly, our mothers are not goddesses as we have fathers. Sister Tilly, Ustad.
My sister Tali, to remove your confusion and the confusion of the church, that today I told you the Pope is saying that to be a gay is not a crime. So what is left of the Christian church? And in England they are blessing the gay marriages. Remember, everything of Almighty Allah lays like a mithlihi shay. He does not resemble anybody, anything in the universe and creation, and nothing in the universe and creation resembles him. In chapter 112, go to the noble Quran, my sister. It is the last verse there, and it's a short chapter, 4 verses. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. There's none equal to Almighty Allah in any aspect, in any respect. So in the Arabic language, you must remember that for Almighty Allah, you use the word He, but because it doesn't mean now Almighty Allah has a gender and all that, everything of Almighty Allah is beyond our perception, comprehension. We don't even know what is in front of us. We call it optical illusion. And that is, we think there's a mirage. And when we come there, there's no water. Our own eyes, our own ears, our own so-called intelligence deceives us. So you must remember that everything from Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, remember that comes, is perfect. So that argument holds no weight. You must remember that in Islam.
Somebody says from Darussalam, Ustad, I don't know where is that. Maybe you should tell me. Tell me, do divorced husband and wife receive inheritance if it is already written out in a will? Darussalam, Ustad.
Remember, Darussalam, we visited you there in Tanzania, and then from there we went to Zanzibar. Do you know what is Zanzibar? The Arabs, when they came there first time, they saw people dark in complexion. So Zanzibar, Zanj, dark African, and bar means bar, and the land of the African people. So Zanzibar, they anglicize it, but the actual term in Arabic is Zanzibar. So Darussalam is there, Tanzania. So you see, you the husband wrote in your will that your wife will inherit. The wife wrote that the husband will inherit if she predeceases, passes away before husband. Now divorce took place, the iddat is finished, everything. You are total strangers to one another, so there's no inheritance, and it's compulsory upon both of you, ex-husband, ex-wife, to rewrite your will, and your ex-wife is a stranger to you, your ex-husband is a stranger, there's no inheritance at all. On that issue, there is consensus. Jazakallah khair for listening to us early part of the morning in Tanzania. And inshallah, you pass the word around to all the brothers, sisters there, inshallah.
Ameen. I see Bongi says, AK, is South Africa really dangerous? Ustad, Bongi.
My brother Bongi, where are you living? Alice in Wonderland. Do you know what is our murder rate? 57, 60 people die per day. So you must remember, some people say more people die in South Africa compared to a war zone in certain countries. Remember that. How many women are being raped? One of the highest in the world. Murder, I just told you this. How many crimes are committed? Obviously, it's dangerous, my brother. But still, we promote South Africa and we say it's still the best country to live because of all the civil freedoms and all the laws that are here. So that are being passed and so forth. There's no threat for us as far as religion goes and so forth. So that's one of the greatest bounties Almighty Allah has given us. Whether you're a Hindu, you're a Jew, you're a Christian, you're an atheist, whatever you want to be, or a Muslim, remember, it's up to you. But obviously, that we all have to pray to Almighty Allah that the crime situation, the corruption, load shedding, all that must be removed, and inshallah we become a wonderful nation again, and the days of the past. We're not speaking of apartheid now. Apartheid was a crime against humanity, but things could improve much more. Remember that.
So Gideon says, Israel a failed state?
100% it's a failed state. You must remember that it's a harami state, and you wasting your time, you must remember, trying to justify Israel. Israel is 75 years in action. So what a nation is it? Every day you steal. You steal from the Palestinians either their land, or either their gardens, or either you demolish their houses, or you demolish their mosque, or you must remember you incarcerate children. You call that a country? You call that a harami? Repeat with me, Gideon. Say loudly, Israel, you haramis. And you know what harami is. You must remember a big B. Therefore, we say loudly and clearly, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue.
I've got Sister Rebecca Ustad. She also says that she's reading about Hezbollah. And she says that, why did Israel lose against Hezbollah in 2006? What was the main objective of invading Lebanon? Ustad.
My sister Rebecca, first thing we need to get clear, you must remember this. They call themselves Hezbollah, the party of Almighty Allah. But we consider them to be Hizbu Shaitan, the party of Satan and so forth. So you must remember, this is a battle between two people, two groups, both our enemies. One side are the Jews, who Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 5, verse number 82, they are worse enemies. What the Hindus and idol worshippers. We don't say every Jew, we don't say every Hindu, but we will say majority of them. You just have to look at the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel, and look at apartheid India, the unholy alliance between them. Then you go that side there to Lebanon, you go to Iran, you go to the government of Syria. So all these people, they are Shia, Iraq, majority Shia. So they are the people who swear and curse the honorable wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha. They curse the greatest companions and successors of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, and Amir Muawiyah, who ruled this ummah for almost 20 years. So how can we consider such people to be Muslim? They themselves wrote in the Shias, in their book called Rijalul Kashi, that the founder of Shia Azam was a Jew, Abdullah bin Sabah. So remember, they will fight for the land, they will fight for resources, all these type of things. So many countries can defeat Israel, but what happens is that America will intervene, Europe will intervene, and you get some idiots among the Arab world like MBS, MBZ, who will give them money and so forth. You see what is happening nowadays. So thinking that Israel will give them security against Iran. So yes, you must remember that Lebanon and Hezbollah, if you want to call them, we call them Hizbu Shaitan, the party of Satan. And those of you who think that this is not a fair analysis or judgment, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi rahimahullah used to call him Hizbu Shaitan as well, the party of Satan. So there you have it. So you must remember that for us it was both enemies of Islam fighting one another, and any country that fights Israel, whether they win or lose, we will support them for that. Remember, like how we support Putin. He's a big harami. Remember that. You can't play with Putin. If you say the Russian war against Ukraine, they will lock you up there in Russia. So you must remember that you mustn't use the word war and so forth. So, but we need people like this in this day and this age to take on America, Europe, NATO and Israel. So Israel murders and kills, you must remember, people in Syria yesterday, day for yesterday, and Russia condemned it. So which other country will condemn it? So that is what you see. They opposing the new world order.
I see the listener says, Ustad, that I heard Mufti Sab saying, you can read Qadha Namaz after every Salah. Are you allowed to read qadha after salah that ends with a farad like fajr and asr, Ustad?
100% before fajr you can read qadha. After fajr, now you read your fajr salat and now you want to read qadha. Totally permissible according to all schools. So before asr, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 5:30, you read your asr. So before asr, you read qadha. After asr, you read qadha. But the last 15 minutes or so before sunset, then you must not read qadha. Then you can only read the Asr Salat of that day there. But people who delay their Asr Salat for that day so much, is 10-15 minutes left for sunset, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master, peace be upon them, said they are munafiqeen and hypocrites. And naqara arba'an, like the chicken, how it pecks the earth, quickly, quickly they're going to read. So people who read their salat like that, they fall under the category of munafiqeen and hypocrites. Our salat must be read properly. You can't be reading 4 rakat salat and all that in 2 minutes and 2-3 minutes. That's not salat according to Quran and Sunnah. We have to read salat with khushu and khudu, devotion and concentration. Chapter 23, verse number 2, the beginning of the 18th Jews, Alladina hum fi salatihim khashi'un.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. AK, my surname is Siva. I am a revert. I have chosen my Muslim name. Do I have to change my surname too? Because my surname represents my previous religion, which I want nothing to do with. Ustad.
Thank you, my brother. That I don't know what is your Muslim name. You should just furnish us with that. You made the right choice. Allah Ta'ala reward you, my brother, my sister. And you must remember that in Islam, you only change your name. You can't change your surname, because tomorrow on the day of justice, hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, innakum tud'una yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum. You will be called by your father, by your name and your father's name. Myself, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail, the son of Ismail. Arafat bin Ibrahim. So you will be called like that, by your father's name. You know, one of the worst enemies of Islam and Muslims was Abu Jahl. So his name was Amr bin Hisham. His son is Ikrimah. So Ikrimah will be called, radiallahu anh, companion, student of the Master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ikrimah bin Amr bin Hisham, Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl. So remember that you don't change your surname, because that is to your father, and we have to maintain our lineage, even if they're non-Muslim. But your name, you change to a Muslim name. So you inform us, and we pray for you, my brother, sister. Allah Jalla Wala keep you steadfast. MashaAllah, Muhammad, the praised one. And Prophet Muhammad, his name Nami, Ismi Grami, is mentioned 4 times in the Noble Quran. And chapter number 47 is dedicated to the Prophet, peace be upon him, Surah Muhammad. So what do we find there? We find that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most praised by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. Excellent name, my brother.
I see Jacko, you know, your friend who started the farmer, he says, why won't the Netherlands grant citizenship to all the Boers of South Africa? Jacko, AK.
Manier Jacko. Yeah, Jacko is the English version. And the Afrikaans version, that's the proper pronunciation, Jacko. So Manier Jacko, who handed me broer, who handed me boer. So broer, brother, and boer, the farmer. So now maybe he tried, he went to the Netherlands and said that we are farmers, we want to migrate there, and so forth and so on. Manier Jacko, hulle say he is by a oat and by a coat. Then maybe they saying, but you're too old and cold. What asset will you be here? So a lot of people will have issues, because they want people who are young, energetic, professionals, and so forth and so on. I am no spokesperson and spokesman for the Netherlands or any country, but I just look at it logically. So remember that they want to see, and sometimes you must remember they have their own political issues, economic issues, and so forth. Therefore, they don't want an influx from other countries. So there can be many reasons. You, my broer, my boer, Jacko, you must bet. For we can't eat but, ni for Jesus, ni, na. moet bid vir die Here, die ek, die een Here, en dan moet jy sê, vat my, wat is beter vir my. So you must remember, I told him that he must pray. Pray not to Jesus. Jesus is not God. He's a prophet of God, selected by Almighty Allah. You must pray to the one and only Almighty Allah and ask Allah for what is the best, and inshallah. Why you want to go so far? Go opposite here. Go, you must remember, to Mozambique, go to Mauritius, go to these countries. They will accept you, Manier Yaakov.
He says, ek ho baie van jou, Jaakov staat.
ek ook, Manier Yaakov. Right. The feeling is mutual.
Is it true that India is preparing to occupy Pakistan? Anonymous, Ustad.
So you must remember that. This is all saber rattling. You must remember both of them fear one another, because both are nuclear nations, but India is much stronger than Pakistan, militarily and economically and so forth and so on. But remember, it will be a nuclear war and so forth. So therefore, that will not happen. Yes, regarding Kashmir, because Kashmir, if you know, is disputed territory, and it is called, you know, Kashmir, Maqbooza Kashmir. That's the word they use there in Pakistan. And that is occupied Kashmir. The Indian ones say Indian administered Kashmir, so they found lithium there. So why? Before used to find oil, then it used to become not a holy war, but an oily war. So now they found lithium there, and Kashmir is majority Muslim. So now the Indian government will want to try and occupy more and more, and Pakistan will object on that, and then there might be some skirmishes. But they will not go for a full war, because then both of them will be obliterated. Last question.
I see you've got an American brother who lives here in South Africa. He says, AK, as an American, are you embarrassed by or proud of our Vice President Kamala Harris? Ustad?
Every one of your president and vice president, as far as I'm concerned personally, is a disaster. They're a disgrace. See, I teach you something which you don't know, Mr. American. In this week, yeah, today is what? Monday. Last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, they told you, and you swallowed these stories. That's what beats me of you Americans. When I was in the plane flying to Chicago, there was an American lady sitting next to me. So she asked me from where you come and that, because you know the way I was dressed and so forth. So I said, South Africa, that time the whole story was going on of Clinton and Monica and all that. So I asked her that, who you support and who do you vote for? She said, Democrat. I said, what about Clinton? She said, no, that is normal here in America. He got exposed, you see. So what I want to tell you, Mr. American, is this. That this past week, 3-4 days, you just check it up. They say that Biden went for a test. And now his brains and everything is functioning properly. And he's fit to rule and so forth. Meaning he's preparing for being the candidate for 2024 elections on behalf of the Democrats. If you get the inside story, it's just, you must remember, pulling the wool over the American people and so forth. There was no test, there was no nothing. You must forget the inside story. Kamala Harris is one of the worst presidents. They just put her there because she's half African and so forth, to win the African vote. So that is what they're. But all of your presidents, they're war criminals, and the deputy presidents go with them and just go with the flow. So that's what we say. Remember that, my brother. You look for justice and then you will find it. Allah Ta'ala guide you. Ameen. And bless all of us who look for justice and the truth. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.